In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, our gospel reading, John, the 11th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you know nothing at all, said Caiaphas. Word of advice, probably not the best way to address or speak to your wife or husband, your parents or teachers, or even your pastor. You know nothing at all. But to the Sanhedrin, well, that's a different story. Those Sadducees, they had the habit of talking to each other in those crass, manipulative ways. And we would expect nothing less from an aristocratic, bureaucratic politician who's more concerned with his social status and his authority and his things that he possesses than being kind to others. And when you hold the position of high priest, well, not much is off limits. You can say just about whatever you want. You're the leader of the temple. You are the mouth that God appointed for the year. What do you speak? God speaks. So when Caiaphas says, you know nothing at all, that's God talking. It's God's word. That's why St. John wrote it down for you in his gospel. So Caiaphas rightly says, though his intended meaning was a little different, it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation perish. Caiaphas wanted to save the integrity of the nation so that Rome couldn't take it away. Caiaphas was thinking about both his and Israel's earthly standing. But God meant eternal salvation. He was thinking, sacrifice one, and we get to keep all our stuff. Yet God meant, I give you my son, so all of that stuff is meaningless. Caiaphas was thinking of selfish greed. But God speaks to us to show us a beautiful and lasting gift. It's easy, oh, so very common for our world to think one way, but God actually means something else. Now, I don't know what God is up to with all the significant, terrible, tragic events in our day and age. But there are plenty of people out there who will tell you what will happen. They will make a commentary on it in the news, they'll write about it in their magazines, and they'll even preach about it from their pulpits. These self-proclaimed psychics will tell you what's going to happen if this Republican or this Democrat get elected or reelected. There's no shortage of people out there who want to tell you the future. What will be the future of social justice, education, our economy, our country, climate change, immigration, systemic racism, gun violence, religion in our canceled culture, or whatever other new truth, your truth, that emerges from your felt needs as it just pops up. There are the know-it-alls, if you will. The know-it-alls that got it all figured out. And they want to tell you how to preserve, how to redefine, and how to cultivate a better world. But do they know? Or will somebody from their midst also rise up like Caiaphas and say, you know nothing at all. I've got it figured out. Perhaps a little closer to home, closer to what we experience. The voice that rises up and rails against us in the Christian church, saying, you know nothing at all. You and your LCMS church are stuck in your old traditional ways. And you better get with it. You better get with the times when it comes to your view of gender or marriage and sexuality or abortion or cohabitation or the creation of the world or tolerance or truth. Get with it or your church will die. So in the text, we're told about prophecy. We're reminded that man does not speak prophecy by his own word, but rather prophecy is of God's word alone. And simply, miraculously, beautifully, in our text this morning, St. John reveals that God is still in control even in some of the most diabolical and evil plottings of man, even when Jesus finds himself in the midst of his enemies. What Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin meant for evil, God used to bring about his good. Caiaphas voices a wicked thought, but God voices a redeeming work. God determines to save the people in a far greater way. You know nothing at all, says Caiaphas. Come to find out that he was right about himself especially. But what do you know? I guess it depends on what we were talking about, right? Do you know what it means to be a grandpa, a grandma, a husband, a wife, a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, a citizen, an employee? Well, you have skill, you have experience, and you know some. But you also understand that there is far more that you still don't know. So you know that you will continue to learn throughout your life. But if we're talking about knowing Jesus, knowing what the gospel is and what it gives, knowing that Jesus loves us and that he has given his all for us, that he was born, and that in his birth, at the baptism in the Jordan River, later on, he bore our sin. And on the cross, he bore that sin and that sorrow and that shame and that death. Our sin, our sorrow, our shame, our death. That he died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And that he rose from the tomb to give us eternal life with our eternal God. Then you do know. We do know. Or better yet, we have it all. We have forgiveness of sins. We have eternal life already. We have it by the work of the Holy Spirit. God, through his means of grace, has reached into our lives and called us by name, saying, you are mine. I baptize you. And he has brought us together in this place. He has gathered us in his name, the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And he has knit us together into the mystical body of his Son, the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are members one of another with Christ as our head. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Together. We receive Christ together in word and sacrament. We sorrow in Christ together. We rejoice in Christ together. We learn of Christ together. And we step out of these doors and speak of Christ together as Christians Because that's who we are. We are the ones whom God has said, I love you, and I forgive you, and I redeem you with my holy precious blood, and you are mine. Now you are a chosen race, a priestly community, a people, God says, of my own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Christ, who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light of salvation. We are part of God's holy family because we have been called by a loving and faithful God. And because of this, there is one thing we actually do know. Even when the world tells us, you know nothing at all, we know Christ. And we know that we are redeemed by Him. That means Caiaphas was right. It is better for you that one man should die for the people. And God agrees. He should. Those are His words, after all. This is His will. That God's gospel message that comes through His redeeming Son's precious death on the cross is for you. One man did perish for the nation, for the world, the right man, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. To Him be glory forever. Amen.